What it is, what it was, it's your boy Herb Burrito, and I'm with my man J-Dog right here, and you are at the parlor with Potter and friends, and monsters barking in the background. Today is West Coast Weed Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. Just got finished watching On My Block, a series on Netflix, an original Netflix original series. We just ended with a cliffhanger that just blew Jay's mind away, left him a little upset.
That's a bullshit ending.
They done took out our boy.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Did I just say they done took out our boy? What are you talking about? I didn't mean that. Right. I meant like as in they took him out for Chinese food.
It's Thai food,
actually. Man, I can't even keep a secret.
Oh, Jamal.
Oh, Jamal. Jeez.
Grandma's the best, though.
Grandma is the best. Smoking dank through the series. And then we got 47 seconds before blast off. We got ourselves a little bit of Yoda OG. But it took a toke out of the Antho 805 rig with the Joel Halen round bottom banger. Do you enjoy luxury? 30 seconds and counting. Also, Cavs Celtics just finished up too. But there was a little bit more important matters at hand on our block. We had to finish the series. Jay didn't finish the series, and we did. And it was worth it. Oh, was it worth it? I'm going in. Cheers, you stoners. I feel like we could get again
more hits. Less.
Yeah, with 5 seconds less.
That's what I was noticing because I was starting to go around 4 seconds with 4 seconds left.
Mhm. Because it just seemed a little dry or colder. Yowzas. Vegas is the new mecca of sports right now. Yeah, they got all kinds of new teams and new action going on in Vegas. Huh? Mafia.
I know Mafia's gone, but fuck.
The Mafia still got their hands in Vegas. They built Vegas. What's your thoughts on that? The Mafia. Did you know that the Crazy Horse strip club was owned by the Mafia, the Gambino family? And that's why they changed the name to Crazy Horse 2. Just so they could still operate, they just changed the name. Mafia. Here, let me pack around.
Mafia.
Mafia.
Well, I've got a little dilemma.
What's that?
We were setting up our work schedule for July, and I didn't realize I submitted my vacation for August 12, or August 1, to August 12, but my flight leaves July 31st at noon.
So, man, I got the black lung. I'm going to fly to the Philippines to get this remedy. I'll be back.
And I work the weekend before I leave, which means I'll be off on Thursday and Monday. So I was supposed to be at work on Tuesday.
But you'll be on the flight.
I'll be jumping on a plane.
Well, you are in a dilemma, my friend, but there is a simple solution to that.
To use a sick day.
Yeah.
It's not really a choice, literally. Especially because I've already bought my ticket. I don't know, got the travel protection.
Here, why don't you try the core? Try the core reactor. Or no, you know what?
We don't time on this.
Yeah, that's just killing it. And we're doing R&D on the whatchamacallit.
The Helene.
On the Helene. The Helene quartz. The Helene quartz. You know what? Trips me out is this motherfucking Face ID. Face ID is the craziest fucking invention to the iPhone X, the new iPhone X. I think that's one of the biggest highlights and standing points of the new fucking phone.
You're gonna get a lot of Android haters on you right now.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm saying the way they did it. I used Androids, and I've done, you know, face recognition with Androids early back when. When it wasn't even a thing. It wasn't as seamless because they didn't have the technology yet. But now with Apple having the technology, they fucking made a good fucking version of the whatchamacallit? Face recognition. Just kind of like how they did with like your thumbprint. You know? There was a thumbprint fucking app for Android. And it worked all right. It was mediocre. But it wasn't like seamless, and it didn't fucking just have no problems like the Apple ones. Like, you know, do you remember doing your finger on the button, just like sliding a pink, and your shit just fucking unlocks? Like, gangsta. That's so gangsta. See, now if you want to be really use some ultimate privacy, you use your ring finger as your unlock.
They won't even know,
because everyone will always assume that your thumb, not your ring finger. Now y'all just fucked up, and everyone's gonna know now. So now, your pinky, yeah, you know, you randomize the finger. You don't just do your thumb. You know what I mean? Randomize that shit. Your big toe, fuck it. I only unlock it with my big toe. I gotta take my shoe off every time. Fuck my big toe. Just unlock it. That's all it is. I get new shoes now with a big toe. Fucking. Gets a clear bottom for my big toe. So I can unlock my phone. Gangsta shit. Gangsta shit. Man, see, in this moment right here, I wish I had my fucking hover cap. But I'm a piece of shit. And I can't have a hover cap. You can't have a hover cap. You're a piece of shit. You just leave everything, you absent-minded fool. You leave shit around and then you fucking lose it, and that's what it is. Dodo bird.
But I just left it on the table.
Table schmable. Finish your milk. Eat your cereal. All right, Dizzle. Yeah, you want some chicken rice? Chicken rice?
I gotta get going now.
Well, you know, took it to go.
Why, is it already cooked?
Yeah, from the other day. I made some other day. Well, yeah. You're here. When I made the corn and shrimp, surf and turf day. It was that day.
Oh, you still got it?
Yeah. There was a lot of rice, you know what I mean? It was just us that grub that day. No one else grub. Man, those sauteed mushrooms were fucking perfect, too.
Heat it up.
But yeah, I was saying, if you want, I'll give it to you in a Tupperware fucking. So you can.
Yeah, we'll get going.
You're still blazing right now. I'll just, you know. Hey, you want some chicken rice? Fuck yeah. What kind of stupid question is that? Of course I want some motherfucking chicken rice. What's wrong with you? Listeners are like, what the fuck is chicken rice, you son of a bitches?
That would be rice boiled in chicken broth with some extra seasonings and whatnot.
Yeah, and these little fucking long grain rice things that make it almost like a fucking rice pilaf. Fantastic. Only three words for that. Fantastic. Cool down. Oh, dab time. Dab up. Yo, so what did you think about that show, man? Fucking, at a point in the show, it became like the Goonies almost, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're hunting for them.
Again, they're hunting on. Yeah. It was almost like a little Stranger Things.
You know, Josh Brolin Goonies.
Thanos.
Thanos fucking Goonies.
That's motherfucking Cable, dog.
Foonies.
It's Cable. Oh. He's Cable as well. How can you be two motherfucking characters
in the Marvel Universe? Cinematic Universe?
Fucking jerk.
It's hilarious. It's crazy how they can measure exactly how far the ball went. Like, dead on. Better at 70?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. It's like semi-hot and like kind of in a hot dab, but like good combustion. Made my butt cheeks pucker. Because I don't like to call like. Wow. That was nice. Well, we're going to take a quick dab break. That was really fun. You're at the parlor with Potter and friends. Go get yourself something to drink. We'll be right back. Come on now. Bring it back. You are at the parlor with Potter, and I'm about to spark this cig while we get back situated in this late night dab sesh. J-Dog's been long gone. I've been getting blazed ever since when. And, yeah, we're right here in the late night. Thank you for still joining and being where you be. Starting to get my phone together on this iPhone X. You learn something new every day. 1:11 a.m. Terpy Thursday has begun. May 24th. Coming in from a fun West Coast Weed Wednesday. We finished watching On My Block with J-Dog. He was able to finish up the first season. What a cliffhanger. I ain't gonna spoil it for y'all, but you should check that out. So you already know, in the late night sesh, we like to blaze. And I got a blunto ready to rock in just a moment. Just been taking some bong loads, taking it easy. Switched it up to some music. Enjoy. So we got Memorial Day coming up this weekend. A lot of activities, a lot of fun stuff. A lot of people going to Vegas. If you are going out there, be safe. Always some, you know, one person to fuck it up for everybody. Be safe. Don't be drinking and driving. But if you do, be responsible. Remember, DUI isn't just booze. J. Dilla. This Saturday we got the proper lighting sesh in the city of Ventura. Gonna try to make an appearance over there and say what's up to the folks and get our sesh on. Should be fun. Also, it's bath week for the dogs. This Saturday we'll be fucking continuing my personal grooming of Ray Dizzle, giving him his summer cut. I never, you know, cut anybody's hair, let alone a dog's hair. So I try to be kind of careful. I'm real gentle. I don't. What do you say? I go easy on him. That's what I'm trying to say. I go easy on him. There you go. So yeah, man. This iPhone. I like it. You got some cool new apps on there. And the phone just works fucking proper. Funny thing, today I tried throwing a phone jack in. I was like, oh, there ain't no phone jack. Totally forgot about that shit. No button, no phone jack. New shit. So what it is, what it was, y'all. What you're smoking on, what you want to be smoking on, what you're smoking out of. Right now, I'll be dabbing. I think I'm going to bust out a little bit of this straight lemonade by Chill Extracts. Some cured resin butter by Chill Extractions. Straight lemonade. Ooh. Smells great. We're going to take 2 seconds to take a little break, get situated, pull out the rig, and get the dabbing. We'll be right back after these dab seconds, y'all. You are at the parlor with Potter and friends, which is you. You already know. Oh, yeah, we're back. We got a funky beat. I'm about to fucking take this dab. Say we did some damage on the Halen fucking trough today, or Halen fucking bucket, but I'm giving it a nice little clean, real quick, like. Gee, we are going hammy. You gotta remember to always keep your bangers clean, man. Shit. Don't burn off that fucking excess oil. Make sure you just put a little bit of elbow grease. You'll get it right. But let's get this dab ready. Got some straight lemonade by Chill Extractions. Got my Antho 805 rig right here. Heating it up. Popped on the Halen fucking. I'm saving this bowl for a particular rig that I'm waiting for to come back off from the shop. But so that comes, yeah. We'll use my Antho. I have no problem with that. I have no objections with that. Monster, let's get caught up in a little stretch. My roll dog in the late night, he's on the green couch. Monster's literally the guy on the couch. If you get that reference, you know what I'm talking about. He's the guy on the couch. You know what? Honestly, I think this Halen bucket would be a perfect candidate for cold start dabs. It's just my opinion. I think that would be a perfect fucking... Could be wrong, but we'll see. I'll give it a few more seconds on cooldown. We're going hot and hurdy in the late night. You are at the parlor with Potter. Let's go. Man, these Hanlings are built with integrity. Nice thick bowls. Again. Dope. I'm going in, y'all. Cheers, you stunners. Look alive, look alive. The straight lemonade. Let me guess. It tastes like straight lemonade. You're damn right. Hell yeah. That was fucking nice, yo. Honestly, mate. That was nice. That was a nice one. I tell you, mate. I'm gonna get a little of this rubbing alcohol, and I'm gonna clean my bowl with this rubbing alcohol. Yeah, that's what it wanted. You know, cut your bullshit, man. Fuck you. Fuck what you heard. What I really need to bust out is just the Dark Crystal Clear for this. This is definitely a job for Dark Crystal Clear. If you don't know what Dark Crystal Clear glass cleaner is, use the Googles. You can thank me later. In my opinion, one of the best cleaners for quartz and glass pieces. The bowls or whatever you call it. Nice. Very nice. So guys, what you smoking on? I got a nice fucking blunt of this London pound cake. We're getting a little low. We're coming down to the last quarter of the pound cake. Need to get some more if it's around. Hopefully it is, but if not... Understand. You understand me? Oh, man. I just spilled my alcohol. But we'll change this negative into a positive. Get this paper towel right here. We're just gonna wipe our area. Might as well, right? Might as well, Craig. Wipe this area. It's all waxed up from just... You know, that's what happens... I don't know about y'all, but we be dabbing, and, you know, sometimes you put, like, you pick on the table, shit like that, so, like, the table gets all fucking waxed out and shit, all Mr. Miyagi'd and shit, waxed on and waxed out. I'm about to wax this right here, checks out, de-waxing. It's actually a nice little fucking remedy. For the thing. But let me get this all cleaned up and we'll be right back after these dab seconds. You're at the parlor with Potter. We going on into the late night.
You know, man. The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.